Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading and a brief devotion. This week we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. Then the Pharisees met together to find a way to trap Jesus in his words. They sent their disciples along with the supporters of Herod to him. "Teacher," they said, "we know that you are genuine and that you teach God's way as it really is. We know that you are not swayed by people's opinions because you do not show favoritism. So tell us what you think. Does the law allow people to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Knowing their evil motives, Jesus replied, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used to pay the tax." And they brought him a denarian. "Whose image and inscription is this?" he asked. "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." When they heard this, they were astonished, and they departed. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Lynn Pace, college chaplain at Oxford College of Emory University and an ordained United Methodist minister. He has written for his local newspaper as well as a devotional app, enjoys running, reading, and good food with good friends, lives in Oxford, Georgia with his spouse and 10-year-old. They were plotting to entrap Jesus. The Pharisees sent their disciples to him and asked him a question about paying taxes to the emperor. As Jesus so often does, he used a question to foil the Pharisees' plot to trap him. We usually see this in his parables, how he flips the situation, causing us to look at familiar things from another angle. Jesus does not use a parable here. Instead, he takes their question and responds with another. "Why are you putting me in a bind?" He then asks who is on the coin. I especially like how Clarence Jordan, the founder of Koinonia Farm in Americus, Georgia, shapes this part of the text as he interprets it in his Cotton Patch Gospel. In Jordan's rendering, Jesus asks about a dollar bill. Whose engraving is on it? An engraving conjures up the word image, and that reminds me of how important the idea of image is in the Christian faith. We are told early in Genesis that we are made in the image of God. Put another way, God is engraved on us. We are known. The coin bears the image of the emperor or the government, and the things that belong to the emperor are just that, things. They are material. They are not permanent. They are lifeless coins that, though important and significant to everyday living, are not life. But that which bears God's image, all human beings, and I would argue all of God's creation, belongs to God. As one college chaplain colleague says, "We bear God's image, as the palm of God's hand bears ours." Thank you, God, for creating us in your image. Help us treat ourselves and others as if this is true. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection this week. You belong to God. How do you feel God's call on your life? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This weekend, we will continue our worship theme, Keep Our Story Growing. During the month of October, we are focusing on keeping our United Methodist story growing. Our scripture readings will be Psalm 99 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Pastor Jenny's sermon is titled, Thanking God for Our Story. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. For more information about our church, you can head over to our website at sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.